Hello, this is Jim Ablin.
Hi, Jim. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to move in a different direction with my marketing. I'm just going to terminate.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your voice verification recording and your terms and conditions, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for $199 because, you know, on the 22nd of February, it'll reoccur to $398. So how come you're wanting to go in another direction?
Well, I'm not getting much organic results with whatever you guys are doing. So something's not working right. I'm getting a really high bounce rate, just not getting enough traction, you know, so.
Okay. Well, industry standard takes 90 days. You've been with us for about 60 days. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you, you know, tons of response. And even in the short time that you've been with us, I'm showing 45,904 views to the Google listing and 531.
45,000 views turns into almost nothing, so something's badly wrong.
It says 389 clicks to the website, 26 clicks for driving directions, and 116 clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm curious, are you asking people when they call how they found you by chance?
Well, I mean, yeah, I ask everybody how they found me. Most of them are coming in through Google, okay?
Yes.
So I will say that, but there's not enough. I mean, there's like some of these weeks I might get 2 calls for a bid. 2 calls. I can't do anything with that. That's not enough. You know?
I see. Okay. I see.
There's just,
so,
you know, there's not enough call to action. I mean, there might be whatever you think or whatever you see on your screen, but it's not turning into anything for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a problem there. I don't know what's causing that, but there must be a really high bounce rate on my website. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me filter it out. Just over the last 30 days, it says 547 views, 16 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So let me see here. One thing I want to check, because if you're having this type of response, but people aren't actually, you know, hiring you and following up to call you, let me just see. I want to look at the reviews. Oh, you have an excellent 5-star rating on Google, so that's good. So that can't be what's causing it. So,
yeah, my rating's really good.
Your rating's really good. Yeah, sometimes people will have like a couple of 1-stars out there and it's affecting them and they just don't know it, but that's not the case with you. So the only other thing I could think of is to, you know, have the technicians, once the payment's up to speed, do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that will improve the placement even more, that they could apply those behind the scenes, we can start putting weekly posts up on there for you. And then also there's a couple of add-on products that you might be interested in. I don't know if they told you, but because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services either with $100 worth of Facebook ads, and if you went that route, your subscription would change to $299 monthly, but you would get an extra $100 for the Facebook program, or you could bundle your services with $300 worth of Google ads, and then it's the same thing. You would get, you know, you'd pay $499 monthly, but you would get an extra $300 worth of the Google paid ads.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried the Google ads or the Facebook ads before?
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know if I've tried them or not, Google ads. Come on, Tara. Sorry, my dog's out.
Okay.
Come on, Tara. Come on. Tara, come on. Come on, girl. Okay, sorry about
what
that.
What kind of dog is she?
Oh, just a mutt.
Oh,
I don't know what,
cute.
A beagle mix and some other, I'm not sure.
So. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, beagles are good dogs.
Yeah, they're funny little.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, how the program that you have now works is it's targeted on the maps of Google on the first page with your address, which is set to St. Louis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let's
mm-hmm.
say that there's an area that's 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away, that's a high-end area, and you want to take on some clients there. You might
right.
not get that type of a reach with the program that you have now, but if
mm-hmm.
you put the Google ads on or the Facebook ads, we can target
mm-hmm.
wherever you'd like to go. So, for instance, let's
okay.
say that my business is in Los Angeles, but I want to target
mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills and Hollywood because I know that that's high-end. I could do that
yeah.
with the Google ads. So it might
okay.
be something for you that, you know, since you're looking for a higher influx of clients, it might
mm-hmm.
be worth it for you to try it for a month or two because you could always take those ads off down the road if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm just going to move on. I'm sorry. Whatever we got to do to settle up, I'm just going to go ahead and move on. Okay.
Okay. So then let's just take care of the past due and then I can cancel the account right after if that's what you prefer. And you'll get an email within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled. And that
okay.
way you won't have to worry about any further charges. Okay.
Yep. That's fine.
Okay. So for that final payment, is it still the Flora Avenue for the billing address?
Right. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay. Now, here's the other thing, though. Okay. So now it's the 31st of January. So we go into February. So
uh-huh.
basically, the money I'm paying you is for nothing. I mean, I could be getting your service for another 22 days, right?
Yeah, you would be paid in full until February 22nd. If you want to take advantage and try it just for another month, I can collect
mm-hmm.
the past due and push the next billing out 30 days from today. And naturally, there's not 30 days in February, so that way you'd be paid in full until March 1st. And
mm-hmm.
then if you decide come March 1st that you don't want to continue, all you'd have to do is call us a couple of days ahead of time and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges.
All right. So then it's still – the onus would be up to me to call you on the 26th of March or February then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and if you like, I can send you a reminder email, just a little nudge, you know, hey, Jim, Local Splash will bill on the 1st. That way you
mm-hmm.
can evaluate your return, and I'm confident you're going to see a bigger influx and you're going to want to keep it, but if you still want to cancel, you would have plenty of time to call us and do so before your billed again. Let me just
okay,
see
well,
what day of the week the... Oh, the 26th is a Sunday, so I'll send you a reminder on the Monday, which is the 27th, okay?
Okay, so you're saying I can move my Google ads thing to wherever pinpoint is I want on the map. Is that what you said?
That's if you do the Google pay-per-click ads. You can put them wherever you like without having an address. But with
mm-hmm.
the local map optimization, you have to have an address in order to be published there, which
that's
is why we have you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah,
but
so
with
that,
the Google paid ads, you
so
can
basically,
do
I'm stuck in my house where my office is, basically, right? Because that's my mailing address.
Yes. Where do you typically like to service clients? How far away?
Well, you know, I'm better suited to be bidding jobs in Ladue, Clayton. Warrison Woods, you know, Chesterfield, Wildwood, Town and Country, those are the wealthiest communities right along Highway 40, right along the Highway 40, 64 corridor. That's where all the money is in St. Louis. Okay.
Oh,
there's no money
makes
in Maplewood.
Sense.
There's no money at all in Maplewood. Okay. I can't even work in this, in where I live because there's no money here. Right. As soon as you go a little bit north, then you have Clayton, Ladue, Warrison Woods, Kirkwood, Webster, you know, even Richmond Heights is close to me. That's more money there. But, you know, as you go south and too far north, you know, radiuses don't work for me. That's why I've never been able to figure out how to advertise because, you know, the radiuses are within a short distance north of my house. We're out of the good and into the bad, into the really bad. I mean, it's the poor people. Okay. So, so those things never worked for me. They never do work. And I don't like pay-per-click either because I didn't know what you meant when you first said that. I've tried pay-per-click before. And that was a waste of money. It really was. It didn't do anything for me. It might work for some people, but it didn't work well for me. I got all kinds of calls from people. I mean, a lot of these idiots were calling for carpet and tile. I only do carpet and tile. So, you know, I don't know how that happened, but, you know, it's just a whole smattering of people all over the map that I don't know. It just didn't work. You know, I'm not going to get into
that. Honestly, I think what the best route for you to go would be to do the Facebook ads with this. And here's why. I could ask if they would put me into the friends and family pricing if we bundle you with the Facebook ads. And if I got that approved, you would pay $249 monthly, but you'd get $100 extra worth of Facebook ads. And then I can tell the technicians, we want those Facebook ads coming up in Ladue, Clayton, Orson Woods, Chesterfield, Richmond, Webster, you know, anywhere that's a little north of you in that targeted area where it's more high-end. And I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Jim, but if you search for something online and then you go onto your Facebook newsfeed, there's usually ads for exactly what you searched for coming up. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people are searching for in your area. So I think that it would probably be worthwhile for you, especially if I can get it approved at the friends and family, because like I said, you would only pay $50 more, but you'd get the benefit of $100 worth of those Facebook ads. And I think that probably would give you the most bang for your buck and get you more response in that targeted area. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, how quick could I see results from that, though?
So the Facebook ads, they say you would be up and running in as little as 2 weeks. But honestly, I've seen them on a special request get them up in 5 days before. So I would just send that message over to that department right now, and I would tell them, hey, he wants to add the Facebook program, and he wants the ads to run in these specific areas. And then, you know, on a special request, they can get it up even quicker.
Well, do I have any input as to what the ads look like or say?
Well, if you have something... Well, they would do it for you automatically behind the scenes, but if you have something that you want to put on there, you could let me know and I'll send it over. Like, for instance, sometimes people say, I want to put, you know, 5% off for a new customer, or I want to put that we have a Valentine's Day special coming up or anything like that, and please call for details. And so you could absolutely put, you know, something specific on there, and then they would create the ads for you accordingly.
Yeah, because I, you know, the thing is, I offer some services that no one else has. For instance, we have a large, we have actually two warehouses with reclaimed flooring of every description, different sizes, different ages, different species that I've bundled up, denailed, bundled, and have ready to reinstall. Or if someone needs a bunch of wood repaired in a house where they got damage from, you know, either taking out a wall or plumbing issues, you know, where a historic floor got damaged, I can come in with old wood and fix it like it never happened.
Okay.
Those are the
well,
kinds of services
good.
That we offer. You know,
okay.
But, you know, that's the kind of stuff we can do, but, you know, people need to know about us, you know, and that's,
mm-hmm.
that's why, you know, like, for instance, we did a marijuana growing facility. We did a 5,500 square foot office up on the second floor that had 1940s maple flooring that was, everybody thought was ruined and because it was covered with glue and it was just a mess. And
yeah.
I lent the people my Dyma brush attachment to take the glue off. And then we came in and did 400 square feet worth of repairs of flooring that we had in our warehouse. And then we refinished the floors and they looked brand new.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was
so
from
that's
the 1940s?
Right. Yeah. That's the kind of work we can do, you know.
Wow. That's really cool. Yeah. We can promote that for you in the ads. And also
mm-hmm.
even on your current Google campaign on the Google My Business page, let's say
mm-hmm.
that you have some solid before and after photos or anything that, you know, would really, you know, promote that you're doing that type of flooring. We could
mm-hmm.
absolutely put that up on the Google page for you as well. But yeah,
okay,
I
well,
can
tell
definitely
you what, I definitely want to talk some more. I've got a 5:30 and the guy's walking up to the door right now. So can I,
okay.
can we resume this tomorrow morning to talk about this? Because
sure.
I think I might want to do the Facebook edition. Is that okay?
I think it would be perfect for you. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So do
all
you
right.
want me
yeah.
to update the card now and I'll just call you back in the morning for the Facebook or should we just do the whole
thing? I
got
to jump. The guy's right at the door here. I got to
okay.
jump off. I'll talk to you in the morning.
No problem.
Okay?
We'll
all
do
right,
everything tomorrow. No problem, Jim.
Okay,
have a good evening.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.